timely rains a relief for farmers. Thanks for joining us, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Berniston. Crops across the state were in dire need of moisture before the recent rainfall provided a much-needed break from the heat and stress that was beginning to affect many of the crops.
Seeing a rain in this time in July with hot weather, hot as it's been, is really a blessing. The corn was getting dry, ground was cracking. We was starting to get a little bit worried, but the recent rains has definitely helped out a lot.
Jeremiah Reeder of Overton County has a dairy farm where he raises corn for silage as well as rolling hay for his Jersey cows. He says this rain couldn't have come at a better time, and Jacob Sparkman, a dairy farmer in White County, agrees.
Planted our last corn in the middle of June and hadn't had rain in probably 20 days or so, and man, we've got this rain here in early July, and it's been fantastic. Things have greened up, and it's really ensuring that our early corn's going to make some grain, and our young corn's going to grow and have some height. And if we can get another rain maybe in late July and early August, that corn will mature and have grain, and we'll have another good crop of corn silage.
Sparkman farms in partnership with his brothers and father on a dairy farm and says after the flood in May, which put them late in the fields with corn, they really hadn't seen much rain. And while Brian Flowers of Giles County had gotten some rain since then, he says this rain was still needed.
Here we actually have been blessed. I farm about a 20-25 mile radius, and up till last weekend we went with about 10 or 15 days without rain. But like I say, we've been blessed. Got about 3.5 inches over the past 5 days, and it really helped out. All beans are blooming, so it really helped out.
All three of these farmers are competing with their counties in the state's Young Farmer of the Year contest, which will be decided at the summer conference July 23rd and 24th. This is Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.